It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, let's get into where the Texans have, or if the Texans have, coaching advantages in this wild card matchup. Before I do that, I did want to, you know, before we get into like the kind of adversarial kind of feeling between the Texans and the Chargers that obviously is inherent to playing a competition. How about the community type feel? Because the Houston Texans doing a good service and being good good friends and brothers of, you know, Los Angeles, the Los Angeles area, Los Angelinos, as they like to call it, as the Texans announced not more than about 10 minutes ago that they're donating $1 million to provide support and resources for those who have been impacted by the wildfires in Southern California.
I'll say salute. I was just going to say it, Figgy, because that is a true salute, big time. $1 million, big time.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah, salute.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, terrible things happening out that way. And so thoughts and prayers with many people. I know personally a lot of people who evacuated, and fortunately some people that have lost their homes. I know that recently I was hearing about J.J. Redick. Had lost his home.
Yeah, Steve Kerr, I think the house he grew up in is gone. And he said he just had dinner there with his parents a couple weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah, man. And unfortunately, even more so, like, it would be one thing if you go, all right, J.J. Redick, he got money, it's cool, but it's affecting, you know, the people who have a lot of money and the people who don't alike. Like, this is really...
Yeah, ain't no price on that, man.
No, there's not.
Yeah, a lot of valuable stuff money can't buy.
That's right.
I looked up yesterday because my daughter was asking me about it. Some of the celebrities that have lost... I mean, it is a long list of celebrities.
Yeah.
And a texter... actually, I just got a DM from one of our listeners... asked this question. I think it's a legitimate question. I mean, these players, you know, how much focus has been lost this week? Whether it's direct, you know, their homes or families' homes or displaced, or you know, whatever it may be, just in general, the wildfires affect. I mean, it's a legitimate question.
It is, especially the players that's playing in California.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of players that are from California and those types of things, right?
Yeah. Like,
that have had family affected. I know that the Rams lost a practice day because, you know, they just kind of got sent home due to, you know, the advancing of the fires. So, yeah, man, a lot of people going through some rough things in the last week or so, particularly in Southern California. So, yeah, good on the Texans, again, displaying a little bit of brotherly love in this moment. But, the one place where you don't want them to be all lovey-dovey is on the football field. The matchup between the Texans and the Chargers.
Man,
where
he pulls that off every
do
time,
the
baby.
Texans?
He pulls that
the transition
off every
king,
time.
Man.
All right, where do the Texans have a coaching advantage in this?
This is interesting. You almost have to squint to find a coaching advantage, a coaching advantage. Like, we love what D'Amico Ryans. I went in yesterday on, I think D'Amico Ryans is the secret sauce defensively, et cetera. But do you give him the coaching advantage over Jim Harbaugh? No. No, you don't. The experience, what has he been?
Like the overall coaching advantage.
Yes, as a head coach.
I would say no.
I don't feel like you can. I mean, 3 AFC championship games, college national championship, you know, being able to do that. Experience matters in the postseason. Experience absolutely matters in the postseason as a head coach. I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that should even be argued.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
If you'll allow me to try and play some level of devil's advocate here, though, one of the things that I think might level this in some ways, and you're right. Game management is one of those things that you go, okay, those are the things that show up. Those are the things that, you know, we end up yelling about or tweeting about in the moment on the game. Like, why are you doing this in this moment? I think that you have some things in this that normalize as D'Amico Ryans has had a few moments this year that have been a little head scratching in managing games, but also Jim Harbaugh has some of that as well. I was alluding to their willingness to go for it in certain instances, and these are both pretty conservative coaches going for it just in general, but particularly in, you know, and this is like leaning on analytics models that kind of determine when it is most advantageous to go for it, maybe on a fourth down. And both of these guys are pretty conservative and even in situations where you probably should, mm-hmm. I guess, according to our best guesses, our best analytics models, should go for it. And I do wonder if that kind of translates out to, hey, these guys are both going to be relatively relatively conservative and not necessarily give an advantage in that way of, hey, making the right decision or, you know, going for it and pushing for it in certain instances where mm-hmm. they're really just going to allow the players on the field to determine this more than like kind of changing the game with the decisions from the sideline.
I think DeMeco Ryans is well ahead of the curve in terms of management and being a head coach and leader of men. I think he's way ahead of the curve. But I don't think it's fair to Jim Harbaugh, frankly. And maybe we shouldn't be in the business of being fair to say he does not have the coaching advantage here. But let's go beyond that.
Okay.
Offensive coordinator. I mean.
Well, are you going straight up offensive coordinator or are you going offensive coordinator versus defensive coordinator? Right? Like, because those are the matchups that we have way. Here, right?
But let's just go like play callers. You know what Bobby Slowick has done. What Greg Roman has done with that offense, you know, and Justin Herbert. You got to give it to Greg Roman.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I find it more interesting to look at the offensive coordinator versus the defensive coordinator that they will be matching up against.
Sure.
Because that's
Jesse Minter.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good, but he's not DeMeco.
No.
Now, there is a connection, though. His dad, Rick Minter, is sort of the analyst. You know, he's sort of the overseer on the defense. So he's getting a lot of input from a guy that's been in the league for a long time. In fact, I think he was a defensive coordinator for the Eagles, if not for the Super Bowl run, right in that area. You know, right in that time. He had the Eagles, you know, playing pretty good football defensively. So it, maybe that's a wash. I don't know. Maybe you give it to the Texans simply because of DeMeco. So.
Well, yeah, if you're going defensive coordinator versus defensive coordinator. Yeah. But when it comes to, like, Bobby Slowick versus Jesse Minter, as we'll see, in these, this is a really interesting matchup. Like, this is the side of the football that I'm most concerned about. I know if you just go off of like points scored, mm-hmm. this is a good defense for the Chargers. I think that might be a little bit misleading mm-hmm. with this defense. I think that the defense is somewhat gettable. We've talked about the fact that like explosive exists. However, like this is just generally a team that largely does their job. It's like a real blue collar team that you're looking at with the Los Angeles Chargers. And I think that that's a credit to Jesse Minter. And I think that details, right? I don't remember which week it was that we were talking about with this Texas team. It's like, hey, man, getting the details right is one of the things that matters a good amount. And it feels like, particularly on this defense, they do a good job of getting the details right. Now, those mm-hmm. cornerbacks, like talent wise, are guys that can be got at. And so I do think that there's an opportunity there. And mm-hmm. maybe then, as Bobby Slowick has talked about explosives, that's something that he's looking at that could give him an advantage. But this one feels kind of stalemate-y.
It might be. But then there's this, you know, familiarity with each other's personnel and play calling and how they approach certain game plans, et cetera. You know, Shane Day was here last year.
Yeah.
With C.J. Stroud when C.J. had his best season. He was the offensive analyst with Gerard Johnson and Bobby Slowick. And C.J. had his best year, obviously, thus far. Shane Day is now with the Chargers. And, in fact, Jim Harbaugh talked about tapping into that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that's on tape already, but yeah, I'm trying to tap a little more, any kind of insight.
Yeah, so he's been chatting it up with Shane Day. I'm sure everybody has over there.
Yeah, I
mean, he knows. You know, he
for
knows.
Sure. That's how it should go.
Yeah,
and I mean, from the 832, they say y'all think the Harbaugh brothers talk to each other about how to play the Texans, especially
that too.
Since the Ravens.
100%.
Absolutely.
And I think Jim Harbaugh was talking to John last season when they played in the playoffs mm-hmm. because he's familiar with C.J. Stroud in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even beyond that, like, that's just how this industry works is that, and maybe not even as much at the top with the head coaches, but, you know, coordinators or what have you or position coaches. It's a very insidious, industry. Like, you have worked with these people that end up in different places. You have a network across the league. When it's time to face off, especially in big games, big ticket games, or like mm-hmm. like this, a playoff game, you reach out to your network and, hey, what do you know? And, you know, what can you tell me about this specific thing? And so, yeah, they're all going to leverage that, and it only makes sense that Jim and John would, you know, use that leverage. Now, what gets tough is that they're both in the same division, or same conference now.
Yeah.
So I do wonder how far-reaching that is, considering that, hey, you could end up in a place where all that information comes back to bite you, and you're facing off against each other. But, I would strongly imagine that level of information is passed, because that's just kind of how the business is done.
Sure, Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, even outside the whole brothers thing, just people with relationships.
Absolutely.
Just reach out. Somebody could reach out to Robert Saleh because he coached against this quarterback at one point or something like, you know, it's all type of relationships. So a lot of reaching out just to kind of get more information.
I remember when we were torching Mike Devlin here as the offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Torching him.
Who don't remember that?
And it doesn't look better.
He's with the LA Chargers now.
Is he? Okay, I know that.
Their offensive line has a couple, you know, they've been more than okay.
Yeah, they've been pretty solid. Yeah. How much do you make that about the actual talent that you have? But I mean, a lot of the talent is fairly similar from his time here with the Texans. And you've seen how that has kind of eroded in some ways the play has. You hope that stabilizes with the five that you got out there now. This feels like the coaching does, like there's not a really stark advantage. The most interesting of the matchups for me is Greg Roman's offense, where, you know, they're going to run the ball effectively and use that to play action pass, versus D'Amico Ryans' defense, where what you see is what you get, but they're going to try and do it to the highest level. That's gonna, if D'Amico can have his guys disciplined, tackling well, I think he'll have the advantage there. And maybe that's one of the few places that you might have a stark advantage, if at all.
Yeah, no, I agree, but someone mentioned this, and I think this is one that it's clearly checked for the Texans. That's Frank Ross with special teams.
Yes,
I think that one you can say, hey, that, you know, the Chargers have an advantage just about everywhere when it comes to coaching and experience and tapping into that. Those connections, et cetera. But I think Frank Ross probably is the one big connection.
And if you didn't know, Sally was a big college football fan on the YouTube. She said, and Jim doesn't have his cheater buddy with him in L.A. All right, we're gearing up for the playoffs, and you should gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thanks to our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend with our new Ready to Roll playoff shirts and division championship hats. You can get yours at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors before this weekend. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including another Rockets victory. We'll talk about that next.